Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Very excited to talk to our next guest. I mean, we're talking to boxing royalty right here. Fast 3 division champion of all time. She is now taking her hand into mixed martial arts, her second fight. Clarissa Shields joining us. Thank you so much for the time, Clarissa. Really appreciate it.
No problem. You're welcome.
I gotta say, your first fight was one of the most thrilling things I've ever seen, because like it was such a badass thing to see, like, you get dragged into like these deep waters for a couple rounds and have the fortitude to go get a knockout. Like, I know you've done a lot of great things, but like, where does something like that rank? Because you really just, I mean, you kept at it. It would have been very easy to just say, all right, maybe the sport's not for me.
So what was the question?
Just the idea, like, your performance in your first fight, pulling that out after a couple of tough rounds where you're like getting like into this new sport and you still pulled out with that crazy knockout.
Yeah, it was, you know, like the motto for the camp was win by any means necessary. So I knew it wasn't going to be a pretty fight. I knew it wasn't going to be very strategic. I knew I wasn't going to look like how I look in boxing. So when I was on the ground the first two rounds, it was kind of like giving myself kind of how I was able to come up that third round and actually like just dominate, because in the first round when she took me down, I got back up. So that was a mental note for me, like, okay, you know how to get back up. And then also being on the ground, like she was really just trying to hold me down. She didn't want me to get up. So it wasn't like she was holding me down and causing any damage. So then again, that's another mental note, like, okay, you're not even getting hurt. Just keep figuring out how you can get up. And she was a very experienced brown belt, so I wasn't really too hard on myself when I got up and when I fell back on the ground trying to punch her when she's on the ground and ended up back on the bottom. Just like some learning curves. But then second round came and she tried to ground and pound me. I landed more shots from the bottom than she did from the top. And I could just feel like her wavering, but it was like she knew that all she had to do was, you know, hold me on the ground. So third round when I went out there, I was like, you know what, this first 10 minutes of this fight has been, you know, I had got a little ground and pound in the end of the second round, but it was like, this fight has been mainly on the ground. I'm like, Clarissa, if you're going to win this fight, go out there and hit her with your right hand, knock her brain loose, and like, don't get taken down, and knock this girl out and win. And that was my only goal for the third round, was to land my right hand, which is very powerful, very fast. Sprawl, I did that. And then once I sprawled, I'm like, I'm just going to hold her here and keep punching her until she just quit. And I was able to do that. And my coaches knew it. I knew it. I was in great shape. Brittany Elkin had grew tired from just holding me on the ground for so long. And she tried to get me in an arm bar, which failed her tremendously, because we worked on getting out of those bad situations. And I think that me just being in the gym, knowing that the fight was going to be hard, the fight was going to get taken to the ground, I think that I was just so motivated to win that it was like, no matter what happens in this fight, I want her to know that she was in a fight and that she fought a champion in boxing. So I think I did boxing very proud. I did myself proud. I did the PFL proud with my performance.
You certainly did. I want to ask you, like, your hands. I mean, I've seen you work out in media days before, and I know you got great hands, but like, going into mixed martial arts, do they feel like almost like Sonic the Hedgehog level fast? Like, does it feel like you're just kind of in another class when it comes to that type of weaponry, when it comes in combat, either if you're in the gym or something else? Because it just looked like she wasn't even ready for something that quick.
Well, I don't think Brittany Elkin has ever been hit that hard, that fast, that many times. I think they said I threw like 99 punches in 1 minute after grounding and pounding her, and it was with one arm. So I wish I can go back and watch. I'm going to go back and watch the film and actually count the punches, but it said 100 upon a punch stat. But I would just say that I don't think that no girl in MMA will ever be able to stand up and fight with me. You know, it'll always have to, they'll always have to have in their game plan to go to the ground. There may be some girls who are, you know, a little cocky or, you know, overlook my boxing skills and say, oh, well, she's a boxer, blah, blah, blah. But my striking overall is very good. Like, my punches are good. My kicks are good. I'm getting my punch and kick combinations together. And then that'll be a force. And now I'm also very, very strong to where I can wrestle very well. And now I'm getting better on the ground game in wrestling and jiu-jitsu. So I think that me playing catch-up is better for me. But I'll never have to play catch-up when it comes to standing up and striking.
Clarissa's going to be fighting, by the way, on October 27th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, the beautiful Guitar Hotel, Hard Rock Live. You get your tickets now, pflmma.com. You used to live in South Florida, trained down here a little bit.
I do all my boxing training camp down here in Florida.
Yeah. Was there ever a thought that you were going to train MMA down here? Like, what? How did you end up in Mexico, and how much different is it, like, as far as just going and as far as living's concerned?
I actually went to ATT first to train, to start MMA. I think they felt there was a conflict of interest with Amanda Nunes being there. But I was like, I'm not even really signed to any organization yet. I just want to start training. So I was more of looking for, like, me a private trainer to start working with. And that was with Dean Thomas at first. And I think Dean Thomas just had so many athletes and everything that he just didn't have time or he couldn't make time. And I was also still boxing at the time. So it was like, I want to start training MMA because I wanted to start training secretly. But and this is back in 2018.
Yeah.
But Dean Thomas didn't have the information. Well, he didn't have the time. And I didn't know any other coaches at the time. And I didn't want to, you know, reach out to a lot of people and start, you know, telling people that I wanted to do MMA because I didn't want to be – I wanted it to be a secret because I didn't know if I was really going to do it or not. I just wanted to kind of try it, maybe spar a little bit, learn some stuff.
Yeah, get a feel for it.
Yeah, and so that didn't work. And that's why I started my training in 2020 at Jackson Wink. Because they had a full game plan for me, a full schedule so that I can come down anytime. And I just moved down to Albuquerque and got me an apartment and started training with Johnny Bones, Holly Holm, Michelle Watterson, Arlene Blanco, and just start training with the coaches, Coach Tusa, Coach Wink, and Coach Jackson. And now we're here.
I mean, listen, you've had so many great athletic accomplishments, but like this whole crossover in sports thing has been – you know, it's been prominent, but it's always MMA going to boxing.
Yeah.
And even you said on the press conference today that Amanda Nunes, oh, she wanted to go box you. It's tremendous onions that you're going into a new sport. Like, no boxer feels like they've gone and just completely dove into the sport and made a career out of it. How crazy are you for doing this? Like, the idea that you just have the mentality to do this, because like it's next level that you're going into a new promotion and everyone's seen it on a big stage. You're in the main card. They're featuring you. You're, you know, and the idea that you also still you have this goal of one day maybe getting to Amanda Nunes in her sport.
Mm-hmm. I will say that 1 through 100 on how I rank myself crazy, I would say 100. Because coming over to MMA from boxing is very hard. You know, going from MMA to boxing is a bit easier. But then when you come here, you got so many different arts and so many different things. And it's not really about size or strength. Sometimes it's about skill, and you got to have, like, all these different things. But something that I have that people don't give me enough credit for is that I will fight anybody. I'm a workhorse. I train in the gym. I'm like a gym rat. I'm in the gym 24/7. And I really have a no-quit attitude. Like, I never give up on myself. And that's why I feel like I'll be great in MMA, because these girls can throw the kitchen sink at me. They can take me down. They can try to go for armbar. They can try to, you know, knee me or whatever the case may be. I just grow stronger, you know, as that stuff is happening to me. And my goal is not to be undefeated in MMA. That's not my goal. You know, like, that'd be lovely, you know, to be undefeated. Sure. But the bigger picture is just to learn from every fight, and when it comes time to be PFL champion, to fight in that championship that I'm ready, you know, that I've had my learning curves, rather they're, you know, all wins and one loss or whatever. Of course, I want to win, but it's like I just want to learn and have something to build off of, knowing that I'm going up and not downward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. One more before we get you out of here. You declare yourself today. You said you're a million-dollar fighter.
Yeah.
Which and you're not only just a tremendous, you know, boxer, Clarissa, but you're always just such a great ambassador for the sport. I don't see anybody during every fight card tweeting about every fight, you know, supporting the sport as much. Is there something you wish mixed martial arts, like boxing, would take from mixed martial arts when it comes to supporting women and putting them on that same platform and giving them these kinds of opportunities? Because you are one of the most recognizable faces in the sport of boxing. Like, what do you think they could just do to fix it? Because you definitely deserve all those things in the sport that you have had so many great feats in.
You know, I used to think that if you was the best fighter and you had the most accomplishments and you had the most Olympic gold medals, that you would be, you know, it kind of ranks you first place. But I've learned that in boxing, that even with all my accomplishments, it doesn't put me anywhere near first place, and that I'm still discriminated against, and I'm still paid way less than what the men are paid. And so it's not about accomplishments. It's about boxing being sexist, not wanting to give women that opportunity. I think looking at us as if we are less than their male fighters, and we're doing the same job. But I wish that, you know, boxing would take from MMA fighting the same amount of time. So in MMA, the championship rounds are 5 5-minute rounds. In boxing, the women championship rounds are 10 rounds for 2 minutes compared to the men's 12 rounds for 3 minutes. So you have 20 minutes versus 36 minutes. And that's a big difference. And people always talk about women's boxing performance, not my performances, but other women, and saying, oh, they just went out there and they were punching at each other. Was like, look, you got 2 minutes to get the job done. Yeah. And, you know, and then they also say stuff about how many knockouts certain girls have, or, you know, certain skilled fighters have. And they kind of say, if you don't have a bunch of knockouts in boxing, then you have pillow hands. And it was like, I'm 11-0 with 2 knockouts, and I fought majority world champions in my boxing. And it's not that I don't have have pillow hands or that I don't hit hard. It's the fact that I'm fighting against another competitive fighter, and I only have 2 minutes, 10 rounds to break this fighter down. And you're not going to get the same results that you get with men who get late knockouts and stuff if they get 36 minutes and we get 20. So I wish that they would take that, just the main thing, like letting us fight the same time as the men, and also, too, giving us the same opportunity. You know, like, Eddie Hearn said something about, I had told him specifically, like, you know, before I signed with Sky Sports and Boxer, I said, you know, I would love to fight against Savannah Marshall, but I want to fight on the undercard of Anthony Joshua. He is one of the biggest names in the UK. You know, it doesn't make sense to go to the UK and fight and not fight under the undercard of one of the main men. And he said something like, oh, no, you guys can be a standalone bill by yourself. You don't, you guys are going to get drowned out by the media. Nobody's going to pay attention to your fight. And it's like, that's bullshit. It's like, you put the men on the undercard of Anthony Joshua or any of the other big fighters because you want them to be seen before the main event so they can get the main event fans.
Yeah, get the rub.
Right. People can learn about them as they grow and they're on undercards. People are like, oh, they're important. They're on a big card. They're the co-main event. And then next we get the main event, Anthony Joshua versus whoever. And it's like, even in boxing, they don't do that for the women. Like, I was a standalone bill for all of my Showtime fights. I was the main event. But I always told Showtime, like, I want to be on the undercard of Manny Pacquiao, Earl Spence, Terrence Crawford, not with Showtime. But Earl Spence, Pacquiao.
I get it. Like, you want that showcase.
All those big guys, because people can compare, like, oh, look at this woman fighting, and then look at this man fighting next. And I can take some of the main event fans and continue to build my fan base. But they don't give women those opportunities. And then when you speak about it, they like look at you like you don't understand what you're talking about. But I do my homework. And what I've done is, when most of these guys fight the undercard of Anthony Joshua or Canelo or Pacquiao, I go and look at all their following on social media. after, they have thousands and tens of thousands more followers. How? Because they're on such a large platform.
Yeah.
But they don't do that for the women, so.
Well, listen, don't South Florida, don't miss the opportunity to go watch Clarissa Shields fight. Her first fight was really, really thrilling. She says she's going to be 10 times even better this next time around. I can't wait to go watch it right here at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino and the new Live Center and the Guitar Hotel. Clarissa, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
And South Florida, go out and watch her. You're not going to miss it.
October 27th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.